Do you quietly celebrate those things which God openly condemns? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day as we are studying Romans and we're finishing up the first chapter. And the final step in Romans chapter 1 is not just the practice of sin, it is the approval of sin. And this is where judgment reaches its most chilling stage. Not only does mankind reject God's authority, but mankind replaces it with applause for rebellion. Paul's wording in chapter 1, verse 32 is deliberate. Humanity does not approve of God, but it does approve of those who defy Him. That reversal is devastating. Approval, affirmation, celebration, these become moral currencies detached from truth. What God calls evil is rebranded as brave. What God condemns is defended as authentic. And this is how entire cultures collapse without even realizing it. Sin no longer hides in the shadows, it stands in the spotlight. Disagreement is labeled hate. Conviction is called cruelty. Faithfulness is mocked as ignorance. And the pressure on the church is immense. We are tempted to soften language or blur lines or remain silent just to avoid the friction. But silence is not neutrality. It is agreement by default. And when the church stops naming sin as sin, it stops loving people well. Paul is not calling us to be harsh, but he is calling us to be honest. The gospel confronts before it comforts, and that confrontation is grace. It is not cruelty. If sin were harmless, Christ would not have died. So the question is not whether the culture approves of sin. It always has. The question is whether the people of God will approve what God approves, even when it costs them. Would you pray with me today in this way? Lord, guard my heart from celebrating what you condemn, and give me courage to love truthfully and stand faithfully. Here are two different peoples that you can pray for today as well. Stan and Donna Scroggins, our Asia-Pacific coordinators, and also the Creole Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast for the people of Cape Verde.